President Obama is proposing more than $50 billion in government loan guarantees for new nuclear reactors. One of the beneficiaries of the proposals could be Uranium Energy Corporation. I'm joined on the phone by the company's president and CEO, Amir Adnani. He joins us from Vancouver. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
How do you expect to capitalize on the proposal unveiled by President Obama? Do you think you'll actually receive contracts for more uranium?
This is just a great time to be in the uranium business, because when you look at all the positive policy endorsement and support the sector is getting, notably what you just mentioned about President Obama proposing to triple the budgets for nuclear reactors, all of this is going to need more uranium, and we're on the supply side of uranium severely undersupplied right now. There's 95% dependency on foreign sources just for U.S. needs, and on a global basis, only two-thirds of current reactor demand is supplied through mine production. The balance is all coming from finite amounts of civilian and inventory secondary supplies.
You're actually trying to ramp up production a bit. CIBC World Markets recently wrote that the required capital expenditures needed to bring several of your new projects online will still require some form of financing. Now, do you plan to issue new shares to cover some of your growing production costs?
We are employing a very low-cost method of mining, in-situ recovery mining. And the cash we have on hand right now is definitely sufficient to get us and allow us to develop our production. As we look at expanding our production capacity, we could definitely utilize or look at various financing options that may be available. But all in all, we're probably one of the only companies out there at a development stage where we actually own and control a fully licensed and constructed processing facility. So a lot of that CapEx required to build a new operation for us has already been taken out of the equation.
At the same time, according to some numbers we have here at Reuters, our Starmine Professional forecast, your company's not going to be profitable until the fiscal year ending July 2011. Is there any likelihood that timetable could be accelerated based possibly on what we heard from President Obama?
You know, it's going to help. It's in terms of accelerating that timeline. We're a development stage company, so I mean, clearly to get into production, which we expect to achieve this year, and it would affect our fiscal 2011, there isn't really a way of speeding that up. But the endorsements and the announcements by President Obama can very well have an effect in supporting a rising uranium price environment, and that can have a very direct impact on the sales contracts that we realize for the uranium that we expect to mine, and ultimately just translate to higher revenue and profit margin potential for the fiscal 2011.
Your stock rose more than 500% in the past year, so it seems that a lot of the good news might be priced into your stock already. How much risk exists to your shareholders should the latest alternative energy proposals fall flat? We know certainly what happened with ethanol in terms of a rise and fall.
Well, the big thing is, and you look at our share price over the last year, our share price has risen despite the fact that uranium prices over the last year have been flat. There are greater than 400 reactors operating in the world today, nuclear reactors, that need uranium. And the biggest thing is that only two-thirds of the demand for current nuclear reactors is only supplied through mining sources. So I think you have a situation here where, irrespective of where these policy announcements, which are very bullish, go, the world is lagging in terms of supply for uranium for current reactors. All these policy announcements are positive for the forecasted growth for the industry, which is expected to more than double over the next 20 years. And so I think you have a situation where uranium is really expected to rise in value here as we really look to fill this need, this demand that exists as we speak right now, and really is expected to grow. So I think you have a situation where the fundamentals are very strong.
We'll end it there. Our thanks to Amir Adnani, CEO of Uranium Energy Corporation. This is Reuters.